This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The NFL draft starts Thursday night. It's a big deal for players, of course, and the teams that draft them. For fans, too, I suppose. But forget not here the agent, the representative who negotiates, cajoles, and sometimes cares for that 21-year-old kid who all of a sudden has more money than he knows what to do with. Lee Steinberg knows exactly what that day is like. He's been a sports agent for 40 years. He's represented the number one pick in the NFL draft 8 times, and he has got some stories to tell. His memoir is called The Agent. Lee, it's great to have you with us.
My pleasure.
The greatest sports agent in history, it says right on the cover here, from Forbes magazine. That's quite something.
I think it's a testimony to longevity.
Yeah, well, 40 years, right? I mean, that's a long time.
I began in 1975 as I was a dorm counselor back at UC Berkeley, and they moved the freshman football team into the dorm.
And a guy named Steve Bartkowski
was one of my counselees, and Bart asked me to represent him, and there was a World Football League competing with an NFL then, so we had leverage and we got the largest rookie contract in NFL history. It eclipsed Joe Namath and O.J. Simpson, and that's how it began.
And Steve Bartkowski goes on to sign with the Falcons, yeah.
He does.
As much as this is your memoir, right, it's a story of change in the National Football League and sports and society in this country. And in fact, your subtitle here, your 40-year career making deals and changing the game. How did it come to pass, and baseball purists will object here, but how did it come to pass that football has become the sports business in this country instead of baseball?
I think it's a combination of the growth of television and football together. So all the great camera angles, all the most amazing ways to televise it. Then it's an event once a week so that people can build up to it. Football reflects those tight bites of action that
plays to the American sensibility, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that sustainable, though? I mean, the NFL's got some challenges, right? And you've done a lot of work on concussions and player safety. Profitability is high, but seat and ticket prices are high and rising, you know.
But they fill the stadia. So pro football by 2-1 is the most popular sport in this country. Every viewer poll shows it. There were weeks last year where 3 of the top 5 Nielsen-rated shows were nighttime NFL football.
This is going to sound like a funny thing to ask a sports agent, but is there too much money in sports?
If you asked me the concept of worth, I would tell you that my father, who was a high school principal and a school teacher, and people that are nurses and people that are emergency personnel and policemen, and again, especially teachers, should be valued more by the society. I believe that. We're not putting bread and butter on the table in professional sports. We're not providing transportation to work. But it's supply and demand, and the system is set up so that the revenue flows into certain occupations, and they're handsomely compensated.
Your kids are grown. I don't know if you have any grandchildren yet, but would you let them play football?
I had no luck with my 2 boys stopping them from playing high school football. I think that concussion is an existential threat to football. I had a crisis of conscience back in the 80s. I saw my players getting hit in the head. We'd go to doctors. Doctors couldn't tell us how many were too many and what the long-term ramifications were. I started to hold concussion seminars to make sure my players at least got to hear the neurologist. What makes this different than any other injury is it affects rationality, consciousness, memory, and what it means to be a human being. Now, you ask players,
yeah,
they will always tell you they would do it again, even with their injuries.
Lee Steinberg, his book is called simply The Agents. Thanks a lot for coming in.
My pleasure.